Yes, this is true. It is true. The rebel of Riek Machar attacked the SDLA position in Dole Fells and Malakal town. The fighting started Monday and then it spread until from Dole and spread to Malakal on Saturday.
Yes, and as we speak right now, the opposition are claiming that they have captured Malakal and Malakal is in their control. As Minister of Information in Upper Nile State, can you confirm that to us?
For what I know regarding to information we get on it from the ground or at the field, yes, the rebel interest, but the SDLA is still on the other side. They are contested. So Malakal town is a contested town. The two warring parties, I mean the SDLA and the rebel, are fighting inside the Malakal since Saturday.
Yes, so since Saturday up to now as we speak today, fighting is still continuing in Malakal.
Exactly. Because yesterday they started deployment and reinforcement from the SDLA forces from Division 1 and Division 7 to reinforce the SDLA, which are fighting the rebel in Malakal town and in surrounding area. As you recall, the rebel made a very huge number of their force. They attacked the Malakal town in three directions.
Yes. Tell us, what is in Malakal now that the warring sides are fighting for? The headquarters of the government has been transferred to Reng. How important is Malakal as well at this particular time?
There is not much important at the moment, since the Malakal had been targeted by the government and the civilian. It remains as a battlefield.
Are there many civilians that might have been killed in this current battle? Do we know any other numbers of casualties or fatalities that have happened within this recent fighting?
No, the casualties are on the military side. There are no civilians. The civilian fled to UN protection sites. And then the other civilian who did not make it, they came to Malus and Paloch up to until Rang. So there is no civilian in Malakal town. Only the military SDLA and the rebel are contested, fighting and controlling of the Malakal town. There is no any civilian in Malakal town.
Tell us about other parts of Upper Nile State particularly. You said the fighting started in Dilob Hills and continued up to Malakal. How about other parts of the state?
The other part of the state and other counties are very quiet. They are normal and they are still doing their normal activities. There is no any problem from other areas. The northern part and the northeast, there is no any problem, with the exception of Malakal. Because the motive of the rebel is simply if they control Malakal, they will use it as a gateway for getting supplies from their friend who supporting them in arm and ammunition.
Yes. Now, since the government of Upper Nile State have been transferred to Reng County, can you tell us about your operations? Is the government functioning there very well?
Of course, Rang, is the second big town in Upper Nile. Our operation is running smoothly. There's no any problem. We have enough buildings to run the government business. And the civilian, especially citizen, who fled to neighboring Sudan, it was easy for them to return, and then they came here to run. We have a number of citizens of Upper Nile State. The business is running well, and now we are in preparation to celebrate the fourth anniversary of independence of Republic of South Sudan.